Am I on?
I'm on. Okay. Hello, Chairman, members of the board. I'm Maggie Robinson, the Acting Senior Engineering Geologist for the Southern Timber Unit in the Nonpoint Source Division. I'm here today to present the item number 9, order number R1-2013-0004. At this time, I'd like to enter into the record an errata sheet for the proposed order. There are no substantive changes that were made to the order, just a grammatical and clarification intent language. Individual pages with red strikeout and underline changes are attached to the errata sheet, and we provided copies to board members. You should all have a copy, and we'll be able to follow along. And I'll be going over these changes later in this presentation. I'll give an overview of them. Additionally, I'd like to enter into the record that we received no comments on the CEQA document that was prepared for this order. That's it. Let's begin. So, as you may recall, I presented a workshop on the draft 5C waiver to the board on January 24th, 2013. And as part of this presentation, I'll be walking everyone through a brief recap of the history of the 5C program and the development of this waiver, the outreach done during the development of the waiver, the main components of the waiver itself, an update on what's been going on with the CEQA for the proposed waiver, the benefits of the 5C waiver, the public comments that we received, the resulting revisions, the errata sheet, and the revisions included on that, our staff recommendations, and the next steps for this waiver. So to recap briefly, the 5C program includes most of the North Coast region covering the counties of Humboldt, Del Norte, Trinity, Siskiyou, and Mendocino. These are collectively referred to as the 5C counties. In 1997, coho salmon was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The following year, in 1998, as a result of this listing, supervisors from the five counties initiated the Five Counties Salmonid Conservation Program, which we'll be calling the 5C program throughout this presentation. As part of the program initiation, the five counties commissioned a UC Davis study to evaluate the effects of county land use regulations and management on anadromous salmonids. The study conclusions had three main recommendations: improvements in on-the-ground activities, standardization of road and bridge maintenance policies, continuing education and training of roads personnel. The Five Counties Roads Manual, which we call the 5C manual, road manual, was developed in 2002 as a result of these findings. And for a brief recap of the 5C waiver, there are more than 20 TMDLs in the North Coast region addressing sediment-impaired watersheds and impacts to cold water fisheries habitats. And although it's long been recognized in the TMDLs and the scientific literature that roads are a significant source of sediment, at present, discharges from road maintenance activities are not comprehensively covered. In 2008, as part of the Nonpoint Source planning effort, our board recognized the opportunity to use the already established 5C program as a way for counties to achieve both nonpoint source compliance and TMDL implementation for road maintenance activities. So under the board's direction, our then executive officer, Kat Coleman, initiated development of this waiver. Writing of the final draft waiver began in late 2011, and a proposed draft was released for a 45-day public comment period on January 4th. With close of public comment closing on February 19th. As part of the waiver development, we've worked closely with county representatives, many of whom are here today. We've worked with 5C staff, including Mark Lancaster, who's also here today, and the staff of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And as with any draft permit, we conducted outreach via emails, conference calls. We attended the annual road training put on 5C staff back in October as an opportunity to go over the waiver with county road staff. And we also presented an informational workshop to the board back on January 24th. So there are three main components to the proposed waiver, all three of which rely on the implementation of the procedures and BNPs contained within the 5C manual. The three components are the proposed waiver itself, a general 401 water quality certification, and a monitoring and reporting plan. The waiver component covers all 5C road maintenance activities within the manual, with the exception of bridge painting. Finding number two, which is on pages 1 through 3 of the waiver that you have in your handouts, lists the activities that are covered, with the main categories being road maintenance, culvert maintenance, soil disposal, maintenance yard management, bridge maintenance, emergency maintenance, snow and ice removal, and treatment of legacy sites. I'd like to point out that inventorying, prioritizing, and treatment of legacy sediment sites are specifically called out both in the manual and in the waiver. This is in conformance with the requirements of the state non-point source policy. The waiver also includes a general 401 water quality certification component. This provides certification to county projects requiring Section 404 permits from the Army Corps of Engineers. Certification will last up to 5 years. In order to streamline the amount of paperwork counties need to submit, we've also included a provision allowing for use of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife 1600 agreement application to meet our requirements as notification for General 401 water quality certification. Additionally, I'd like to point out, because we have included this General 401 water quality certification, the fees are markedly lower than what would otherwise be required. Right now, they're $114, as opposed to $944. That's a significant reduction in fee costs. There are 4 types of monitoring required under the proposed waiver, which are outlined in Chapter 10 of the manual. There are implementation, effectiveness, photo point, and project monitoring. Implementation and effectiveness monitoring are required for all projects. Photo point and project monitoring are reserved for more complex projects that require an evaluation of how BMPs perform over an extended period of time and are implemented at the direction of our executive officer. Okay. Annual reports are also required as part of the monitoring and reporting plan, an example outline of which is contained in Chapter 10 of the 5C manual. Annual reports are required to contain summaries of implementation and effectiveness monitoring, corrective actions taken in the event of BMP failure, progress on legacy site inventories and treatment, illicit discharge notifications, and trainings attended by county road staff, among other things. Annual reports are already being prepared by the 5C program staff on behalf of the counties. As the lead agency for the development of the waiver, we're developing a mitigated negative declaration for the project. The reason we prepared a mitigated negative deck for the waiver was to streamline the CEQA process for projects done under the 5C program. Presently, road projects are evaluated under CEQA one at a time, with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife conducting the individual CEQA analyses. Oops. There we go. Okay. So the CEQA document that we prepared is designed to cover all the projects done under the 5C program, which will eliminate the need for individual analyses to be done. And the goal here was to reduce the time and cost for project analysis in order to free up county resources for actual project implementation. So we collaborated extensively with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to ensure that the CEQA document would meet their needs as a project reviewing agency. Okay. The public review period for the CEQA document, public review for the CEQA document began on March 15th and ended on April 15th. We didn't receive any comments on that particular document. So, moving back to the waiver, the 45 public comment period for the waiver began on January 4th and ended on February 19th, 2013. We received three comment letters during this time. Comments fell into 5 categories. They were generally which activities require 401 certification, routine maintenance coverage, road project notification clarification, how waiver requirements fit with areas with TMDL implementation plans, and concerns about an increase in workload on the part of the counties. In response to the question of which activities require 401 certification, We grouped road management activities into two general types of activities, routine maintenance activities, which require no 401 certification, they're just waived, and then road project activities, which are also waived, but require an additional 401 certification. We clarified that in finding two. In response to uncertainty about how to obtain waiver coverage for routine maintenance activities, we developed a notice of intent, which is included in attachment A of your packets. Activities that are waived for routine maintenance are waived for the life of the waiver. It's a one-time notice of intent that is filled out and sent in. Additionally, we also clarified the process for notification to the Regional Board of Road Projects. We developed the concept of an annual list of upcoming road projects, which will be submitted to the boards on to the regional board on March 1st of each year. And this is a list of upcoming projects. And this list would include things like the description of the location where the project is, an indication of whether or not a 401 general water quality certification will be needed, an anticipated start and end date, and contact information for the county staff person in charge of the project. In addition to the revisions made as part of the response to COVID comments, we did develop an errata sheet for the waiver. This was based on input from the staff council, who made additional modifications to the proposed order in order to further clarify and simplify the enrollment process that we have. Revisions to the proposed order are shown in strike-through underline in red, and they are also included as an attachment to the errata sheet that was provided to you. So the revisions, in summary, are as follows. On page 15, the description of covered activities has been deleted and moved to finding 2. Additional clarification was also added to finding 2. The waiver application process, which was on page 17, was deleted and streamlined with a new condition number 1, a notice of intent for coverage, and 2, moving the request for a list of proposed annual road projects to the March 1st annual report requirements. Additionally, there were minor topographical corrections and clarifications that were made. In finding 26, Appendix A was changed to Attachment B. There was language included stating that non-C program dischargers was included in Condition 4. Was included in Condition 5, so that Condition 5 was in conformance with Condition Number 4. It's a bit convoluted. Clarifying language was included that stated that a project with multiple sites may submit one notification to us instead of several. And reference to condition numbers within the general water quality certification, Condition 7, were renumbered as a result of the edits that were made. Okay, so with all those changes, the benefits of the 5C waiver, we believe, are many. We strive to make it very user-friendly for the counties, for regional water board staff, and for other permitting agencies, and in particular the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, because they play a big role in the permitting of these projects. So, county road maintenance projects enrolled under the waiver will be non-point source policy compliant. They will be provided TMDL coverage. Additionally, county road maintenance projects enrolled under the waiver will have the requirements for reports of waste discharge and issuance of waste discharge requirements waived. They'll have reduced general water quality certification fees. They'll have a streamlined water quality certification notification process, and they'll have CEQA coverage for all their projects conducted as part of the 5C program. So assuming that this order, with all its changes, is adopted, we're hoping, we're recommending that this order is adopted, that the board will adopt it, and at the same time certify the mitigated negative declaration that we have prepared for it. So, okay, so our next steps, provided it's adopted, are to continue our outreach with county road maintenance departments and 5C staff, as well as the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. We'd like to start conducting active site visits so we can see how counties are doing their operations and learn more about their programs and how they implement their on-the-ground projects. We'd like to evaluate the program and report back to the board in May of 2014 to give you a status update on how things are going and what our next steps might be at that point. We'd also like to develop a program webpage on the Regional Water Board website that would include a copy or a link to the 5C manual, copies of the waiver, notice of intent, and general 401 water quality certification notification that they can fill out for us. So, okay, that concludes my staff presentation. I would be happy to take questions or comments.
Great, Maggie. Thank you very much for the information and the presentation and all your work on this, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, and really quickly, I would really like to recognize the people who worked on this. I am just the last person in a long chain of many. So Christine Wright Shacklett worked on this. Kat Coleman started this process. Bob Clampt worked on it. Andy Baker, all from our staff, worked on this. Samantha was instrumental in the making of this. She was the one who really took the waiver and opened it up and turned it into the really sort of creative thing that it is, you know, just streamlining it, and really did a great job. And I was the person that basically wrote her words down and took her advice. So, and I also want to thank the county staff people who are here today. We have Jan Smith, we have Andrew Bunshu, we have Alex Strassel, we have Art Reeves, we have Jeff Daniels, we also have Mark Lancaster from the 5C program. So every single one of those people, this couldn't really have been done without them. So I want to say thank you to them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for Maggie at this point?
Mr. Chair, this is Samantha Olson, staff counsel. I just want to clarify two things. First, you're going to be adopting or approving the mitigated neg deck first.
Approving.
They had a second on the order of the board's action. It's built into the order, but just want to make that point that you first approve the negative deck, then you adopt the order, if you are willing to do that. Second, I just wanted to clarify, because we are so used to waivers where we enroll projects that it's going to take a while to get used to not saying that, but I want you to know that this permit is a little bit different from other waivers in that once you adopt and once a county chooses to submit its notice of intent to meet the 5C program, these projects that are described in Finding 2 are already approved. There is no additional approval process. That's why we spent a lot of time delineating exactly what projects we were comfortable doing that for. And so the mitigation's already spelled out. The type of the project is already listed. And so it's very procedural from that point out. And the only things that require additional procedure is if a federal permit is required by a federal agency, then you would go through that second step of notifying us to get your coverage under the general certification. So it's just, I just wanted to make sure people understood that. It's a little bit different format from some of our other waivers that require additional review and approval of when projects come up. And this permit's different in that regard.
Well, and by the way, I think that's part of the beauty of this program is that in reality it recognizes an existing system, an existing program that has been developed by 5C County participants. It recognizes it in a streamlined way from our side of the fence with, I like the notice of intent. I like that as being the main process to get in the door. Your creativity in using streamlined process here to use a 1600 application as being equitable for us, I think that's very smart. So I think that shines all the way through here. I thank you, Sam, for bringing that up.
I would just think really quick on Finding 2, which is really the meat of this, which describes what we're waiving today, will not include a project that takes place in a stream that's bearing fish or that has a water supply. And so that really is the cap. Those types of projects do go into an individual permit type of situation and
yes,
will require additional approval and review,
yes,
and that kind of thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Maggie, why don't we do this? Let's move on to some speakers. We'll come back and have you back
Sounds
towards
good.
The end. I have a speaker card for Mr. Mark Lancaster.
afternoon.
Hi, Mark.
Good afternoon. So I did make a presentation. My name is Mark Lancaster, director of the Five Counties Salmonid Conservation Program. I had the opportunity in January to present to you guys the perspective and the issues and the concerns that the counties had in working towards the waiver. And since January, we've met with Maggie and with the other staff and had excellent dialogue and discussion. I think that it's fair to say that the counties are both fearful and trustful and excited at the opportunities here. So one of the things that I would like to emphasize going forward is that there's an agreement and a commitment between Maggie and the Water Board staff and the counties to get together and work closely initially in this process so that we all fine-tune how to make it work and figure out where those projects, where you could get that line between maintenance and project activities. And Maggie did point out we had three different lead staffs and a different EO when we started, and so it's nice to get to this stage. The Five Counties continues to remain committed to be a sort of third party person in this process and to keep both the counties and the Water Board committed to the end goal, which is water quality and fisheries. We don't get paid by the counties, so our goal has always been achieving the water quality. Also, one thing that Maggie, I know she's presented this in the past, but the manual in the program has already received Section 4D Limit 10 coverage under the Federal Endangered Species Act. So this is a really nice symmetry towards that permit streamlining process. We've now completed that at the federal level. We will hopefully have completed that at this level. And Humboldt County is going down the path of a five-year maintenance agreement with Fishing Game for stream activity. So they're becoming, hopefully, almost a seamless operation. And I guess one of the things that's exciting is that many of the road projects that will trigger individual 401s are actually restoration projects. So a lot of our road projects now are actually improving crossings to accommodate migration of or installation of large wood or other in-stream habitat elements. So when you do see those individual 401s, many of those will actually be to further the implementation of the TMDLs. Definitely looking forward to that. A lot of the comments that were submitted by the counties between January and in this meeting were somewhat reflective of the fact that we did not have the NEG deck at that time. And so we did have the opportunity to receive it subsequent to that meeting and after the closure of the comment period. And so I think that a lot of those comments were just in anticipation of some of those questions. And lastly, it's nice to get to this stage. I look forward to working with you guys. I guess maybe we'll be back here in May of next year, and hopefully we'll see how it goes. Maybe we can make a presentation. And with that, I will step aside.
Well, collectively, can't step aside. You're right in the middle of all this stuff, Mark. It seems like you've been there for a long time, and you've done, I know you've been a part of this, and we've talked before, we've had you in front of us before, and it's really nice to get to hear and to see a program that really, I think, tries to reflect and recognize the efforts of others and to adopt a program, trying to be as, you know, as streamlined as we can to do so. So I just want to thank you for that. Any comments or questions for Mark from anybody? Great, Mark. Thank you very much. I have a speaker card for Mr. Andrew Bunchu.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Mark.
Good afternoon, Board. My name is Andrew Bunchu. I'm a senior environmental analyst with Humboldt County Public Works. My job is basically the environmental compliance and getting permits for most of the county road projects, including the maintenance. And I'm just here on behalf of Humboldt County Public Works to say that we're very appreciative of the process that we've gone through and the amount of commitment you've done for your staff to get where we are today. And we think it's a win-win, that it will help streamline the process, and the end result will be better water quality, with being able to be proactive and projects that need attention now, and kind of streamlining the so that in the end, it's a win-win in terms of water quality. The Humboldt County would just like to say thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having this program and allowing us to draft in the wake of making a program out of it that not only gives you compliance, but then gives you surety about where you're going on this program. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, we're anxious and excited to get this going and see how it goes and what it blooms into.
Well, and just so you guys know, I think there's been a lot of thought collectively put into this. You know, I look forward to hearing in a year what's transpired and how it goes and what's learned and how, you know, the reflect the changes of the dance to figure out how to actually do this.
Yeah, so are we.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Jenna Smith.
Hi, I'm Jan Smith, Senior Environmental Compliance Specialist for Trinity County Department of Transportation. My position is the same as the kind of thing Andrew does for Humboldt County. I've been involved in this five counties for 13 years now. I wanted to especially appreciate the addition of the 401 certification to this process. I think that made this process a lot more appealing to the counties and upper management, because it will make routine maintenance activities that previously had to go through the full-blown 401, like a culvert replacement or something. This will make it a lot faster, a lot more streamlined, and we'll have a lot more certainty as to what's going to be required of us to do that project. So, and I think it will get us out there to improve situations that otherwise would be delayed by the permit process that actually are detrimental to water quality, and we can get out there and fix them a lot faster. So I wanted to express my appreciation that you thought of adding that 401 especially to this procedure, and to thank Maggie and all the staff for all the work they've done over the years over trying to get this into place. I think this is going to be really effective for both of us.
Janice, thank you very much. Any comments or questions? Thank you, Janice. I have one last speaker card for Mr. Craig Benson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. I think I'm in the right place at the right time.
We got you. We got you right here, man. You're good.
I'm Craig Benson with the Redwood Community Action Agency, and through a Department of Conservation grant, the Watershed Coordinator for the Mad River and Humboldt Bay Watersheds. And I wanted to speak in support of this waiver program. I'm very happy with Maggie Robinson's work and Mark Lancaster's work and all the former speakers. I'm just delighted to see the five counties plan sprouting more and more legs and finding ways to make itself useful to improve water quality. And I think with the addition of your waiver program, that will also give more synergy to Department of Fish and Game giving a programmatic waiver for a certain amount of road maintenance activities and make the job easier for road maintenance crews. For the Mad River TMDL compliance plan, we put together a road work group consisting of county road personnel, Green Diamond Resources, Forest Service, Caltrans, and others to look at TMDL watersheds in particular and road programs for that. And we hatched, and I was able to present to you in September 2011, 75 best management practices for roads that are really spelled out, and we used the 5 C's program as our guide. But then we looked at it and said, what could we do to improve on this? How could we make this more prescriptive for road managers while giving them a lot of flexibility? And so we created these 75 BMPs, also including the areas of design, construction, the maintenance and emergency repair that's included in the 5 C's in this waiver, but also staff training and decommissioning BMPs. So we included a few more categories of road BMPs that could also be useful and maybe beyond the scope of maintenance activities. Some would and some wouldn't. And we got more. What we did is we created 3 to 4 page BMP diagrammatic and schematic figures on how to install and specifically monitor these BMPs. And so what I'm asking is that the board and the waiver program consider incorporating those road BMPs from the Mad River TMDL compliance plan just as an appendix, not to burden this waiver program with you must do X, Y, and Z, but simply as a reference for additional technical material, because we find the 5C's plans, while they name the BMP categories and name the types of BMPs, there aren't, you know, 3- and 4-page diagrams about how to do it. And most road managers know how to do it, but there's additional information about cost guidelines, efficiency guidelines, and monitoring guidelines that may be helpful as an addendum to this plan. Thank you.
Any comments or questions, Mr. Hatt?
Yeah, thanks, Craig. You know, I appreciate you showing the reminding us about the linkage to your document. You know, you did give us a presentation about, boy, was that a year and a half ago or something, at the culmination of that, and it is a very comprehensive document that does contain all that information. So, you know, I'm not sure whether it's how staff should, you know, either try to, maybe it's too late to incorporate into that document, but certainly we've gotten awareness of it, of its existence. And I don't know if you've had a chance to outreach to the other counties to provide them copies of that, or, I mean, it should be on the bookshelf. So it's definitely something that shouldn't be sitting, you know, gathering dust somewhere. And so it's a good reminder, and, you know, I would encourage staff to at least, you know, if counties and agents and representatives don't have copies of that, to extend to them and make that available, or at least, you know, some form of that. So
It is available on the Mad River database.
Right.
And also, it's been, the regional board, you folks have it. And I don't think it's been posted yet on your website, but that might be an appropriate place to make that available.
Great resource. So
great. Thank you.
And that sounds like it might be an appropriate avenue to get that information further disseminated to you, Greg.
Okay.
So I think that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have no other speaker cards for this item. So, Sam, you mentioned, my understanding was the CEQA, when we adopted this, that the CEQA was part of it. Are you saying, though, that when you mentioned earlier, you said we're doing the CEQA first, does the CEQA need a separate adoption, or we simply go for adoption of the whole tomato?
The latter, Mr. Chair.
The whole tomato. In the theme of lunchtime, then.
Mr. Chair, I would give you a recommendation and a motion to adopt order number R12013004 with proposed changes, which includes the certify mitigated negative declaration.
And the errata.
And the errata, yes.
Correct,
errata.
Which was entered into the record.
I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much, Maggie. Thank you, everybody.
Hi. Thank you.
Look forward to hearing from you here. You can absolutely say something.
I feel like I need to get permission from you, Mr. North. I love this.
Okay.
It's, I really like the feeling where we've looked at people who've already done a lot of hard work. We've grabbed a hold of the hands of the people who are doing the hard work. We add our hard work. And again, just like with the dairy thing that we talked about earlier this morning, finding those common threads, pulling them together, and getting involved with the people who actually have to do the work on the ground, the folks whose feet are dirty and their hands are dirty from the work, and the gentlemen who have to rub their foreheads every day at the end of the day and wonder, how on earth are we going to fix county roads when we have absolutely no money? So, and talking to the folks, I appreciate it, and I'm glad to keep this theme rolling. I'm grateful for everyone's hard work.
I'm glad.
Thank you, county folks.
I just wanted to make one comment, and that's the effectiveness of this program for restoring Salmatids. Comparable numbers, I don't know, are $50, $60 million to try and get the same number of habitat opened up or restored. So besides all else, this is the most efficient program in Northern California restoring Salmatids. So I thank the counties for participating in it. It's great road maintenance, but it's a lot more than that. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Great. Thank
Let's
you.
Let's go. All right. We'll see you in a year on this.
See you in a year.
Okay. Fantastic. We're going to go back to items number 4, 5, and 7. I would imagine